Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful, because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
No stopping us now. That's right. No stopping us now. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. That's right. Welcome. Phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. And we've got a caller on the line right now.
Actually, she's in the Zoom
room. Oh, she's in the Zoom room. Oh, I didn't know she was in the Zoom room. Oh, she's by VIP? No kidding. Oh, wow.
She's got a key to the, key to the room.
What about her? Yeah, I like to be in the VIP room, too. So anyway, you want me to introduce? I don't introduce people.
This time you do.
You want me to introduce her? Yes. You think I know her?
I think you can handle it.
Okay. She thinks I know her.
After 10 years,
I know her. Yeah. I guess so. Her name is Sheila Old. Okay. Otherwise known as Sheila Young, alias Sheila Young. Sheila Young.
Hi, everybody.
Wait, hello,
I'll finish introducing you, young lady.
Hi. Lynn asked me to be on, and I was like, well, it'd be easier for me to be on Zoom than the phone because it probably would sound better.
So, well, it sounds real good, but let me give you the whole 5-yard introduction here.
Okay, fine.
You're on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Uh-huh. That's right. And here's a young lady, Sheila Young, just came back from Washington, D.C. Yeah, they let her in. Washington,
rubbing elbows.
They let her in, of all people, they let her in. Oh, my
God. They let me out.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyway. She is with the American Council of the Blind. That's right. So, young lady, tell us about what happened in Washington, D.C. Sheila Young, let's hear your report.
Well, it was, okay. For starters, it was the first in-person meeting we have had for leadership since 20, when the whole country shut down. We were able to meet in February of 20, and then, of course, everything's been virtual, and this was the first in-person. It was absolutely amazing. They made it a wonderful weekend. I went up on Wednesday and came back Monday night. It was cold, and I'm the president of the Florida Council of the Blind, so thank you, FCB, for allowing me to go and represent FCB. But several things happened throughout the weekend. On Thursday, March 9th, the board, ACB board, had a meeting, and our executive director, Eric Bridges, has been hired by the American Foundation for the Blind as their new president and CEO, and he leaves ACB Tuesday. So the board voted that starting Wednesday, Dan Spoon from Orlando, Florida, becomes the interim executive director for 18 months. So he begins that position on Wednesday. He will not be moving to Virginia. So he is working remotely out of Orlando. I know a lot of people are thinking, oh, they're going to move to Virginia. No, they're not. And then Deb Cook Lewis becomes the president of ACB interim until July, which is when our elections would. Wait,
I'm missing something. I'm missing something. This is Michael. I thought the president is the highest you can be.
No. ACB officers, the membership. Yes, the president is the highest officer elected position.
Yes.
ACB has a staff, paid staff. So we have an executive director. We have an advocacy and government affairs.
So you're saying your president resigned to become an executive director?
No, he really didn't resign. The board voted for him to become the interim. So he agreed to move to that position. So if you want to call it he resigned, I don't know. I would not consider it resigning.
Well, we always like Dan, so that's awesome that they got Dan Spoon in there. And
yep.
And then you did some other really interesting thing.
On Friday, we were able to freeze our tails off in and rain.
You guys saw the pictures. You guys.
Oh my word! Anybody that wants to see it on YouTube and Facebook, go look for "Show Me the Money." And it was an amazing ceremony. And what was so phenomenal that morning was, because of our rally and what the Bureau of Engraving knew we were doing, the Department of Treasury invited some of the ACB executive individuals to have a meeting, and they were able to go to the Department of Treasury. They were able to feel the new accessible currency, and it has been decided and agreed upon that every quarter there will be updates given to ACB as far as where they are. And in 26, we know that we will finally have accessible currency for the United States. And this is going to be so awesome.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That
you're
is
saying
beautiful.
3 years we're going to have.
Oh, I thought it was just the one bill Dan said, the $10 bill.
It is the $10.26, but mm-hmm. it's work in progress. So
it is.
You know, and what it will be is there will be tactile feelings on the bill. So you will be able to know that that is a bill. Eventually, there will be different markings for each denomination. So we are extremely excited, and it was worth freezing our tails off and getting wet.
Sheila,
yeah, I mean, it's a huge thing.
Sheila, didn't Dan say it was 50 years in the making or something?
Yes, ma'am. 50 yes, ma'am. Years. It has been. Yes, ma'am. And wow. We are the only country out of all the countries that does not have accessible currency for the blind and visually impaired.
Right.
So it was worth freezing our tails off. And, you know, over the weekend, we had networking and we had some leadership workshops, and then we were able to take some tours, and it was just an amazing weekend. So it was a lot of fun. And if anybody really does want to see the whole ceremony, Harriet Tubman's, I think it was her great niece,
yeah,
sent a message to the ACB, and one of the 20 for women, I think, was that her title, Barbara? Can't remember her last name. Anyway, she was there, and you know, God love everybody that was out there, because it literally was raining, cold, nasty, but we were out there.
When there was a big
rally,
there was a big banner behind Dan.
Yes,
and that was really impressive too. And
yeah, it was just such an exciting event, and I was so honored to be part of it.
Yeah, just so people know, I mean, Dan, he was almost in tears when he was talking about how five people got to feel the new currency, and you know, 5 decades it took.
Yeah. And so, you know, thank you to the Department of Treasury for listening to us. Thank you for the members who got out there and supported it. And we just have to, you know, this is what advocacy is about. If we don't advocate, we're not going to make a difference. So, you know, I do just want to say thank you to everybody that was out there that day. Because if I had been a smart person, I would have stayed at the hotel.
Sheila, I have a question. Where were some of the states that people came from? I know you're Florida. Okay. But states were represented?
California, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, New York, Maryland, Washington.
See, all those guys are used to that cold.
Yeah, well.
And there's Sheila and Dan and Leslie from Florida.
Virginia.
Montana.
Virginia.
North Dakota.
No, they weren't.
There was, yes, they were. North Dakota was there. South Dakota was there. No, I can't even, I know I'm missing.
Pennsylvania.
Yes, Pennsylvania was there. Yes, sir. Many states were represented.
Well, this truly is one of the biggest breakthroughs for the blind community ever. I mean, in my opinion, between, you know, the biggest disability for being blind is being able to drive and knowing what money you have instantaneously. That honestly, I think that's one of the biggest things. So that there's going to be dancing in the streets there when they come out.
Well, and Dave, you know, the point that I keep telling people is, you know, they say, well, you know, you've got an app on your phone. And I keep saying, not everybody has an app. Not everybody has a smartphone.
That's true. Like me, I don't have an app. I don't have an app.
No.
It still takes too long regardless. But,
and you know,
I mean, there's plenty of people that would not have the money to.
It's not fair. that we can't take a bill from someone and know what it is and know whether we have the right change or not. And I always refer back to the story with Stevie Wonder, where he got ripped off. And what did Michael, I know you remember that story. You know, he said, okay, from now on, I get paid in $5 bills, I think it was, or
$1, he said.
$1?
Yeah,
well, it was one. Could you imagine now if he was paid, if he was still performing, if he was paid with $1 bills?
That'd be fun.
But, yeah, but, you know, I mean, I guess if I was really concerned, I would say, okay, I only want my change in $5 or $1 bills or whatever, you know. But we are working on making it to where we don't have to worry about it anymore, and we don't have to worry about being ripped off. So we just need to keep advocating.
Yeah, and that's why they say listen and learn when you listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show, because here's word that's coming through right now on the Blind Beyond Radio Show to the sight of people to understand, too. When you see the new $10 bill, you'll understand why she's talking about.
And if I can throw in one other thing, Wednesday night, Dave, I haven't heard that he has promoted our Dine and Donate, but locally we're doing a Dine and Donate for our GOCB chapter, Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, at Tijuana Flats at 7608 University Boulevard. Dave will be one of our performers that night.
You didn't even mention it.
You didn't even mention it, Dave.
So from 5 to 8 p.m.
I think he forgot.
5 to 8. I hope you don't forget to show up.
I'll be there. I'll be there. Don't worry.
All right. Well, thank you, Sheila.
Terrific
report. Thank you. And that was the news update from Sheila Young.
Thank you so much.
Good job.
All right. Good night.
Folks, I only carry fives. That's all. You're laughing now, but I only carry $5 bills. That's all.
I thought it was 100 you had.
No, all my wallet has full with fives. That's all I have is fives. And if it's less than five, then sometimes I carry some ones, but that's all. Most I can get ripped off. You're going to rip me off the most is if I give you a one, but I don't give you anybody a one. I always give fives. And if they say ones, $2 or something like that, then the answer is I give them a five. Then I get back three ones. That's why I have my ones in my pocket. But I don't give anybody more than the $5 bill normally. So if it's $20, they want 20 bucks, I'll give them four fives. That's it. And if it's more than that, and I don't have it, I'll give them a credit card.
Yeah, a lot of people don't even travel with cash anymore. But I still think it's huge.
They're not taking cash anymore, believe it or not.
Oh, that is weird, isn't it?
No, because they're getting robbed left and right in certain places in the country, getting robbed. So they feel it's safer not getting robbed if there's no cash.
I suppose. There is truth to that.
And then there's some places I know in Philadelphia that only take cash. They won't take credit cards. Oh, we're going to break. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Oh, we're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Yeah, your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, maybe you'll call in, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Yeah, this is a talk show, and it's supposed to be we talk and then you talk. Yeah. So that means two sides. It's not just supposed to be you listen. You can call in. That's what it's all about. We'd love to hear you from you. 407-894-1680. That's what the show is all about. When I put the show together long time ago. That's right. Long time ago when I thought about this show. It's for people to be interested and other people, what they have to say. And also, they can call in and talk. They want to hear themselves talk. They listen to the... What are you saying, David?
No, I just thought that was funny. They'd like to hear themselves talk. Well, we like to hear them talk, too. So, you got something to say, call us up. I mean, even if you just want to say hello, you got something on your mind, something's bugging you, maybe we can help out. Or at least we can listen anyway, right?
All right. Well,
Michael.
Yes, what do you want?
Last week, somebody... A new listener asked how you got into radio. And there are a lot of people tuning in, new people every week. Why don't you tell an abbreviated version?
A lot of people heard the story already.
But a lot of people didn't. It doesn't, you know, we could do a long story short.
Well, I'll do a long story very short. Long story very short.
There's new people every week.
Okay, they want to know how he got in radio.
Yep.
Well, I was in the garment industry for 45 years. The garment industry, yeah. I used to commute, believe it or not, from New York or Philadelphia. I used to live in Florida. The last 40 years, I lived in Florida. And I used to commute, believe it or not, to New York. And then travel from New York all over all of the United States and also to China, where I used to make the goods in China. We made clothing, suits and shirts and pants. And then one day, I went blind on a business trip between Ohio and Michigan. I went blind. Driving a car, except one thing. Thank God, one thing. When I went blind, I asked my passenger, would they mind taking over the wheel? I want to read the paper. I got tired. And so that's what happened. I pulled over and started reading the paper. The person started driving the car. And then all of a sudden, everything, just like that, went dark. Everything. No warning, no nothing. I went blind. Well, after that, it was a long story short, which I'm not going to go into right now. That's another talk show. Lynn and I were home doing nothing because the garment street did not want me. The banks didn't want to do business with a blind person in the garment street. So we had a problem. That's all I knew all my life was the record business and the garment industry. So Lynn, smart enough, was looking in the newspaper. And it said there was a job opening for a salesman in a radio station. So she didn't have to convince me too much. She let's go. So, all right, we went. So I went to the radio station and they spoke to me. And the son of the owner, this was CBS Sports Radio, this affiliate in Orlando, the CBS Sports Radio in Orlando, affiliated with CBS Sports, of course, but this was the affiliate in Orlando. And he said, I'd like to meet my father. Okay, his father was the owner of the affiliate in Orlando. So he hired me on the spot. I said, do you realize I'm blind? He said, well, I'm not really worried about your eyes. I'm worried about your mouth. Can you talk? I'm interested in business. Can you think you can bring me business? You think you can bring me ads? Do you think you can make money for me? He said, I have nothing to do with your eyes. Your eyes won't help me. Your mouth will help me. Well, you think you can talk? I said, yeah, I can talk. He said, well, then you're hired. I said, great. Thank you. Who's going to take you around? I said, oh, no, you have to understand that. You're hiring two people. Don't worry about it. Only one check, me. My wife will drive me around. So I used to go into stores and different places. My cane and myself would go in, restaurants, and I started doing real good. So one day in the studio, two guys start knocking me. And they used to make fun of me being blind and make fun of my cane. And that was a whole long story in itself. And the son heard it. And Lynn said, did you hear that? And anyway, to make a long story, the owner fired the two guys who were talking about me. He said this was a disgrace, knocking a blind man, let alone a senior and an employee of the station. You're knocking a senior, you're knocking a blind, and you're knocking an employee of me, of my business. He said, you're both fired. Get out of here now. Don't ever come back. I'll send your checks. And he said, what can I do for you? I said, you know, it's a shame. I'd like to really tell the world what's going on with the sighted people and the blind people. He said, I got 3 o'clock open. What do you mean you got 3 o'clock open? He says, I have 3 o'clock open on the radio. If you want to do it
on a Saturday,
3 o'clock is yours. He says, but you got it. In order to get it, you got to get me a sponsor. Then I'll give it to you, the show. So I went out my call to make call. The first one I called was Budweiser, the beer company, Budweiser. And sure enough, they sponsored the show, Budweiser. So I went on the radio. That was it. We started with 1 hour, 3 o'clock on a Saturday. And we see what was going to go. Talking to my blind friends and talking to sighted folks. And we sat in a lot of calls. So from there, we went from 1 hour, and then we went to 2 hours. Then we went to a different radio station. Before you know, we were syndicated. We were at 10, 11 radio stations. We started with Boston and Atlanta, and New York, Philadelphia. We were all Atlanta. We were a lot of the majors. The whole East Coast we covered.
We were on 3 hours every Saturday.
Yeah, and then we went to 3 hours on Saturday. Yeah, 3 to 6 on Saturday. And then I got cancer. And when I got cancer, the doctor said, that's it. No more, because you have to do radiation treatments every day. And you have to do radiation every day to get rid of your cancer. Otherwise, you'll be dead. So that's it. So I got rid of the show. That's it. The show had to go. So that show we had investors who lost, it's a shame they lost money. And after that, when I got better, thank God I beat the cancer. It was prostate cancer. Doctor said, you finish your radiation treatments, and you can, if you want to, wait a few months and then go back to work if you want to. So I waited. And then when I decided to go to a nonprofit, I went to Lighthouse and said, we want to be a nonprofit radio show. We haven't been on for a couple of years, but I think there's still interest. Do you think you would like to sponsor the radio show? They said, yeah, we would love to. That's where it all started. And that's why when you talk about Lighthouse Central Florida, that's how important Lighthouse is to this radio show, because without them, we would never have a radio show, because they're the ones who put up the money to back the radio show. So they sponsored the radio show. And then we started getting others. And before you know it, we kept on growing.
And here we are.
Next 2 weeks will be 8 years on the radio. So what are you saying now?
I'm glad that you told the story. You should tell it every once in a while. People need to know. You know, it wasn't easy getting to where we are here. We have a caller, Michael. Would you like to take a caller?
Yes, I'd love to have a caller.
We have
caller.
Hershey from Daytona Beach.
From Daytona, Florida. Yes, Hershey, how you doing, Hershey?
Doing well, Mr. Michael. How are you doing? And how are you, Mrs. Golder?
Hi.
Hi, how are she?
Call me Lynn.
And
what's cooking, Hersh?
The man behind the microphone, Dave.
How are you, brother?
Doing great, guys. And I just love the stories and where we all come from different places. I recall from 2010 being in India and, you know, seeing the different sizes of currency. And here we are, you know, paving our own advocacy and, you know, we're making it through some way or another. So, you know, congratulations to us as, you know, we're moving forward by advocating. And these little stories are the little gems that we find on little radio stations like Blind and Beyond Radio Show that we could, you know, speak about or share ideas about. And it's the littlest stories is, you know, it's in the archives now. So we, even though we share it today, even though we might share something in 2 weeks, we'll be able to come back to it. And, you know, that way it's always there. And if you need to come back, Blind and Beyond Radio Show is a .org or .com?
.org.
.org. Blind and Beyond Radio Show .org.
Nonprofit. O-R-G.
O-R-G.
Mm-hmm.
Blind, very slick show, .org. Don't forget the and, A-N-D. Blind and.
Did you go to Washington, Hershey?
I did not, but just listening from the last couple of weeks, and then I heard it on the ACB community radio when I called in on the telephone number that they have. And I heard that they were, you know, doing mock interviews to speak to some of these congressmen and people of the House and whatnot. And so just that little bit of practice and knowing what we have to say. And it's, you know, even for audio description to be there, Spectrum has brought that to us, but it's been us, you know, nagging at them. Hey, can you bring this? Can you bring that? And it was on here that I was talking to Peter and we were like, hey, can we get more voices? Can we get this thing to talk faster on the boxes that you guys send out? And it was, I think, 6 months later, and it came true. So, you know what I mean? It's little things that we ask here, and we got to connect with Peter.
You got to step up sometimes, right?
Yep.
No, you're exactly right. Sometimes, you know, I don't like, I'm one of the kind of people, I don't like to make waves. But, you know, sometimes things are so important, you've got to.
Absolutely.
I have a question for you. When you do say you don't like to make waves, if you order a sandwich, let's say you order a roast beef sandwich and they gave you a corned beef sandwich, would you say something or do you keep your mouth shut?
Fortunately, I like corned beef, so I would not be disappointed in it. I'd probably be okay with it.
Okay. Suppose you didn't like it. What would you say?
If I didn't like it, I would probably say, hey, what's up with this? If my friend Michael Goldery here, he would have tossed the thing back at you, but no.
I wouldn't have tossed it back, but I would definitely open my mouth and say something.
Oh yeah,
well, pardon me, this is not what I ordered.
You think maybe it's the Northeast mentality? You know, we're kind of pushy sometimes from the Northeast, even though we're here 40 years.
I learned it. You know what? I learned it
from New York. New York.
Yeah, being in New York. Yeah.
Get more pushy.
People always say, did you live in New York? I said, no, I never lived. I never, never, never lived in New York. And but to my New Yorker friends, I have to tell you something. I never wanted to live in New York either. Nope. I had opportunity many times. I used to travel when I lived in Philadelphia. I used to travel from Philadelphia to New York every day on the train. And then when we lived in Florida, I would commute Monday, fly up to New York on Monday, yeah, in New York, and come back on Thursdays. Wow. So
they knew him at the porters all knew him at the AirTran and Continental.
I stayed at a hotel. Listen to you. You want to hear something crazy, Hershey? I got to tell you something. Yeah. Then I'll finish with Hershey. Right. Hershey, I'll let you finish. I'll tell my story afterwards. Hershey, let me. I'm sorry to interrupt you. You finish, Hershey.
No. I was interrupt for your story. I'm just, you know, souped in all these stories tonight. So go right ahead.
Okay.
So I was going to say, you talk about things. I stayed in the same hotel. Now listen to this one, folks. This is the truth. Honest to God. I stayed in the same hotel room, mind you. I didn't own the hotel. I stayed in the same hotel room for 24 years. Same hotel room for 24 years. Same hotel room. They saved it for me every week. I was there for 24 years. I came on a Monday. I left on Thursday. And sometimes they stayed on the weekend because I was going to stay over doing some things. I want to see the kids and so forth and so on. I would stay over the weekend. I would not go home.
You must really like the hotel.
Well, they gave me a special rate. But here's the funny part. When I left, never went back. When I went blind, never went back. No, but not one person called me. Not one person called me and told me I was living and died. They never said nothing. Imagine that, for the same room. They saved the same room for me. When I never went back, They didn't call
me. They never wondered why.
They never wondered why. And in those days, I would also rent a car when I got up to New York. More than 24 years, because about like 40 years, I rented a car. I used to rent a car in Florida. I used to rent a car in New York. Wherever I went, I rented cars. The National Car Rental.
And Alamo, I remember when I...
National Alamo, yeah, together. But they never also, when I stopped renting, they never said anything. Worse, listen to this one. You told me terrible things. In those days, they gave you points. How many points? Everything was points. They gave you things free. So what happened when I went blind, I went to rent from National, but of course I can't drive. So Lynn was going to drive. Well, they wouldn't give her the points because she's not the point. So I had to rent the car. Now, this is a funny story.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember that funny story?
I do.
It's a funny story. This is a true story. I won't tell you what city it was in, but this is funny. My kids were there. I went in. In those days, by the way, completely different now. We're going back going back 10, 12 years ago, longer. I started a driver's license. So all I needed was a driver's license and a credit card. I had both. So
I'm trying to remember. I don't think you had a cane in those days, did you?
This was before I had a cane.
Before you had a cane.
This was before I had a cane. This is in the beginning of the blindness.
Yeah.
So what happened was I went in, I rented a car. So they started up the nonsense that they wouldn't give me the points ahead of time. Okay, so I'll get it. I'm renting it myself. Okay, I didn't tell them I was blind. So I went into the counter. They said, I walked over. My daughter said, straight ahead, Dad. She had to be cool. She said, straight ahead. I went straight ahead, and I had my credit card and my license in one hand. And went over, and I heard her say left. I went to the left, left. She did another left. And then I went right towards I could feel the desk. And I put my hand out, and the girl took my license and my credit card. In those days, you didn't have to sign too much because it was all done. You gave everything, that was it. And because I was a regular member.
Yeah, you were already in the records.
Okay, so I was in the records, everything else. So now the trick was I had to get in the car and drive it. So here's the story. My daughter got in the passenger seat, and I got in the driver's seat because I had to drive out of there. And I was right next to the people we were renting from, the National Car Rental. I drove out of there. Okay. Here's a blind man going in. It was Philadelphia. I just remember it was Philadelphia. And I had to go into the main street of Philadelphia, which it's called Chestnut Street. It's a big street, Philadelphia. And so anyway, I'm coming out of the driveway. So, and she's telling me, I got the street one. She said, straight, straight. And I'm holding the wheel straight. She said, keep on going straight, straight. Then she said, turn right, turn right. I turn right. Nope, turn left. And I went, once I got, she said, we're out of view now. They can't see. When the minute we got out of the view of National Car Rental, she said, get out of the car. I'll drive. So I got out of the car. She got behind the wheel, and that was it. She drove, and then I got in the passenger side. So there, I upped them one. They wouldn't believe that they ran into a blind man, but they did. In those days, I still had my driver's license. So that's that story.
That's another story. That's another story. Hershey, if you're still there, we'll say goodnight. And,
yes, I am. Thanks. Thank you so much. Lovely talking to you.
Thanks for calling, Hershey.
Lovely talking to you as well. Okay, now we have another caller. We have Dan from Altamont Springs would like to say hello.
Hi, Dan.
Dan from Altamont Springs.
Mm-hmm. Hey, world famous Dan.
Hey, good evening. How is everyone?
Hi, Dan Day.
Oh, Dan Day.
How's it going there, Mr. Day?
Just wanted to call in and give a big shout-out to some folks out there, actually to everybody. You know, I was on a couple of weeks ago promoting the Orlando chapter of the Foundation Fighting Blindness annual vision walk, and which was today. And I just had to call in and give a big shout-out to all the supporters out there and to let you know that we're still counting the final numbers, but as of right now, we have raised over $115,000 for research for the foundation.
Holy mackerel.
That's amazing. So, Dan,
congratulations.
Dan, it's interesting that you,
I can hear him. Dan, it's interesting that you called in because our guest for tonight, I guess something happened. He's not, doesn't look like he's calling in, but he's Jason Ferreira. Do you know him? He's one of the board of directors at Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Yes, I know him because he's on the board. I don't know him as far as spending a lot of time talking, but I do know him. Yeah, and you know, I'm not sure what might happen tonight. But
well, I wanted to mention, he might still show up, but we're running out of time, so we can't take him. He'll show up maybe when we go off the air. But I know that he wanted to talk about the upcoming gala affair in New York City called Night for Sight. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, you know, I don't have a lot of details about it except to know that it is coming up. And, yes, that's going to be a national fundraiser. And, they're going to have I think there's going to be some pretty high-powered performers there. And I think it's really going to be a fun event, too. But I'm sure somebody will be on here before too long with better details than I have about that one. I've been heads down on this vision walk and, again, dancing in the streets today about that one. But, that's another
nice
topic that's coming up, too.
That's amazing. So 115,000 was just your chapter?
Just our chapter. So I'm real proud of the folks in the Central Florida area, and they came as far as Titusville and the villages from everywhere. And it was a chilly start, but we had a great walk and obviously a great result. So just thank you to everyone out there. It means so much.
That's wonderful.
People with retinal disease.
That's unbelievable.
Very impressive.
Really?
Wow. I'm glad for you. That's awesome. Do some good work.
I know we were running out of time, so thanks a lot for letting me jump in.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for doing all that, Dan.
All right. So it's time for trivia. Trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time.
Good night, Dan.
Good night, Dan. Trivia time. Here we go. Trivia time. So let's see who's going to call in and get this one. This is an easy one, though. 407-894-1680. Trivia time. Who is singing this song?
407-894-1680.
Oh, it's a good one.
I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do when the well run dry? You gonna run away and hide. I'm gonna run right by your side. For you pretty baby are evil. Yes, indeed, I'm talking about you and me. I'm hoping that you come back to me.
Okay, Chris, that's enough. Okay, Chris. Okay, so who's singing that song? New chorus first. New chorus first. Who is singing that song? That's a famous person. And if you say Louis, it ain't Louis or not Harry either. Who is singing that song? Famous person. 407-894-1680. I got to tell you a story, too. This is so appropriate. We talk about something. In a minute, I'm going to tell you how appropriate it. We just discussed money. Show me the money. This guy, I'm going to tell you a story about this guy. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? New callers first. We're lined up. Who's calling first? New callers first. 407-894-1680.
Yep. Always like that guy.
You always like that guy? Yeah.
Is he still alive?
No.
No.
He had a lot of hits. I'll give you a hint. A lot of hits. A lot of hits. Number ones, too. New callers first. New callers first.
So, Dave, you're playing on Wednesday. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. I did,
okay,
indeed.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Hope you get a good turnout.
No, I kind of spaced on it because I've had so many other crazy things going on, but I didn't. I'm playing along with between Osla's sets. with her band. So,
well, it's a shame.
Filler, but
it's a shame that all these events are so far away from us. You know, we would.
Yeah, you know, but the thing is, you live in a cool area too. I mean, it seems like to me that there's always something going on in
Lake County,
Mount Dora. Anyway, yeah. You know, but
like what? What's going on? Well, what do I want to be missing? People getting shot?
That's where a lot of old rock and roll bands go to retire, you know. Especially bands from the 60s. A lot of people evidently play there in Mount Dora, I understand.
Oh, yeah?
So we have a caller. Chris, is that the only person right now?
Let's wait and see.
No, I got another caller calling in right now as we speak.
Okay, new caller's first. New caller's first. New caller's first.
This one here is a new caller.
Oh, goody, goody.
Wow.
Well, let's take him. New caller's first. Cool. New caller.
We'll take it. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
What's your name?
Mary.
Mary, thanks for calling in. Oh, wait. Hey, do you know who did that
Mary,
song?
Where are you calling from, Mary?
Boynton Beach.
Is this a new Mary?
Chris? Is this a new Mary?
I'm the only Mary I know.
You're the only Mary you know.
I thought it was a different Mary.
We thought you're a different Mary. Okay. You never called here before?
No, I've never heard nothing.
Mm. Okay, no, listen. Who do you think sing that song? Who do you think singing that song?
It's Fats Domino.
You are 100% correct. It's Fats Domino. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy Subway. Right. $10 gift card coming your way. See, it pays to. Yeah, 1 second. I didn't finish my story. It pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Mary, what's your story? Real fast, Mary. You have a story?
Pardon me?
Is this the first time you ever listened to the show?
Oh, no. I've been listening for about 6 months, and I'm a sighted person, but I love it. I'm learning so many things, and the people are great. And like I said, I'm learning so many things. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much. And you're excited. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Mary.
Enjoy your Subway. Great. Enjoy your Subway.
You are awesome.
I will.
To listen.
I like
and
Subway.
We appreciate calling.
Subway's great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Make sure you give your address, Mary.
And your name and address. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you a story about Fats Domino because we were talking before about money and show me the money. Well, this is before, and he was not blind. He's sighted. But I'll never forget, this goes back to 1958, 59. He got paid, listen to this one. This is a true story. He got paid $1,000. Now, I'm not sure a week or a day, that I'm not sure which, but I know he got paid $1,000. And I know he wanted his money only in $1,000 bills. He wouldn't accept any money that was less than $1,000. It had to be a $1,000 bill. And those days, I don't know about now, but those days they used to print $1,000 bills. So he got paid $1,000 bills.
That's
one of the
wild
reasons. He could walk into restaurants.
I don't know if they even print them
anymore.
And
he'd walk into restaurants and have to pay because they couldn't change a $1,000 bill.
Michael, Mary, if you're still on the line, give Chris your full name and your address so we can mail you out the card and congratulations. And also we have Ernie on the line.
I gave all the info to them.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, Mary.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Again, I love your show because I'm learning so much and I always want to learn. That's something new.
There you go.
It's just a wonderful show. And
call anytime.
Anytime. I've never known anyone that was not sighted, and so it's all new to me, and I love it because I like to learn, and I think it's wonderful what's happening, and, you know, it's just feels good. Feels good.
Cool. Well, we appreciate you. Thanks a lot.
Wait a minute. You know what? We appreciate what you just said because you just won yourself another $25. Not for Subway. This is $25 gift card. It's coming your way. We're telling you a story why you like listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show as a sighted person.
Yeah.
Well, my pleasure.
See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yeah, it's my pleasure because I listened to the doo-wop music prior, and then I listened to this, and I said, gee, that's different, and I just automatically started to listen, and I just said, This is wonderful. I'm so fortunate that I'm learning all these new things, and it's exciting.
Well, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you for everything. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Talk to you soon. See you. Pace and listen to Blind Me on Radio Show. Okay, let's listen to Ernie now. Ernie, where's Ernie calling from? Yeah.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye. God
take care. You give your name and address off the air. Off the air. Ernie, are you there? Ernie calling from, where's Ernie calling from?
Orlando, Florida.
Ernie's from Orlando, Florida. Ernie?
Hello.
Hi, Ernie.
Hi, Ernie.
Are you ready for the
name? How you doing, man?
Ernie? Hello? Ernie.
Ernie, can you hear me well, Ernie?
We'll have to call next week.
I can hear you real well.
Okay.
Are you a new caller?
I got such domino.
You're right.
Well, no, I'm sorry, but someone else got it before you, Ernie. Are you a new caller?
No.
No. Okay.
Call again next week. Thank you, Ernie, for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good night, Ernie.
Good night, Ernie.
Debbie
from Palm Beach Gardens.
Florida.
No, she hung up.
All right. Well, you know what? I better do my wrap up before you guys wrap up the show. Let's see. Oh, we're going to break.
We are. We're going to break. Stay right where you are. We'll be right back.
Okay. Don't go away. It's a short break. Short break. Don't go away. I'm going to shoot.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. When everything's coming your way, you're in the wrong lane.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're back, and this is our host, Michael. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That was funny. When everything's coming your way, you're in the wrong lane.
Yeah, I like that.
That's funny.
All righty. I guess it's my turn to speak up and give our show wrap up. I wanted to remind everybody to join us next week with guest co-hosts. Actually, they are also our listeners of many years, Debbie and Grant Downey. Will be joining us from St. Petersburg, Florida. So we're looking forward to that.
Wow.
And the first ever listener panel to discuss Spectrum Communications with guest caller Peter Cucciavi, who is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. So some of our listeners will be
on the panel,
and that will be a surprise. You'll hear who they are next week.
Wow, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, there were four of them, right, Michael?
Yep, the four of them.
You're one of the four.
Cool. No, I'm not.
We don't you'll have Spectrum.
No, we would love to have Spectrum. We can't have Spectrum.
Yeah. So, David, thank you. It was a fun show tonight, wasn't it?
That it was. A good time and lots of really interesting guests and callers, too. So, and we appreciate all the new callers, too. There's, you know, quite a few that were brand new tonight. So that was awesome.
They're newbies.
Yeah. Mary is such a sweetheart. And all the new callers were great. Not to mention our old friends. We love the old folks that have been sticking around with us forever, you know. Yeah.
And now Ross called in from Pompano Beach, and he said he'll be tuning in every Sunday night because he's got nothing else to do. But we'll take it, right, Michael?
Yep.
Hey, that's what I always tell Brenda. Hey, I'm better than nothing, right?
Say that.
You're a good catch, David.
You're a good catch, David.
Hey, and John up in Indiana, go Hoosiers.
Go Hoosiers
tonight.
Hoosiers. None of my Philadelphia teams are in this year. None of them. Villanova, nobody. Nope.
Sorry, bud.
Anyway, folks, thank you for enjoying us. Thank you for having us in your home. If you're in your car driving, thank you for listening on the channel, on the radio. We thank you for listening. We appreciate you. And I have to say to all of you, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. It's been real. Thank you.
Good.
You know what? You can call in next time, next week, whenever. Call in. We haven't heard from you. Talking to you now. You. Call in sometime. Love to hear from you. Don't forget the phone number is 407-894-1680. And you can look us up sometime on the web, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And our Facebook page, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Chris Shaw, thank you for a nice show, Chris Shaw.
Yeah, Chris Shaw. And thanks, David.
Thank
you,
David.
Chris. Thank you, Chris Shaw.
Thank you, Michael.
Anytime.
Bye, everyone. Good night, everyone. Good night.
I can hear our theme music.
Good night.
I think it's starting to slowly roll in.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Coming around, I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end.